SEO never stops. It's an ongoing, evolving process, and if you stop doing your SEO work, which SEO stands for search engine optimization for your website, your WordPress, whatever you're promoting out there, then the competition is just going to pass you by like you're standing still. And that it was, and that's not what you want, especially if you want to be successful on the internet. I'm going to try to keep up with the Skype chat. I mean, not the Skype chat, with the public chat aspect of it. I'm going to try to go as slow as possible where you are and go from there. So with that, I'd like to let go of the mic and ask if anybody has any questions before we get started. Again, my name is Jim Roach. I go by the screen name Jim Roach NJ. I've asked you people to do a couple of things, you know, in preparation for this class, and you know, if you could have gone out and gotten your own name as a domain name, that would have been helpful. But there's still plenty of time to do that because, like I said, we're going to start with baby steps. We're going to talk about what it takes to be successful on the internet, and it all starts with the keywords. Whatever it is that you're promoting, whether it's a 12-second commute, whether it's, you know, baseball pendants or television sets, if you don't have the right keywords in your pages and it's not optimized properly, then you're not going to have any recognition by the search engines and people will not find your material. So I'd like Eric and Bill to introduce themselves. They're also moderators in here, and then we'll get started.
Jim, you might want to remind everybody not to click on anything in the video window. You can scroll up and down or sideways, but do not click on anything because it will take you outside of the room.
Yeah, good evening, afternoon, morning, whatever it is. Everybody calls me BJ, and that's what I prefer. I run my own business. Been on the internet for about, I think it's 12 years now. So I've been around the block quite a few times.
Oh yeah, I forgot to introduce myself. I'm Eric Burgoyne. Eric is fine. I've been online since 1995. I run a bunch of websites, too many to count anymore. And a lot of you probably know I own No For Profit, the advertising results site, and just here to help you in any way I can. And see what Jim has to offer us all tonight.
Okay, I was just waiting for Trevor to get his recording set up before I got started. I noticed that he entered the room while we were making the introductions. But hello, and well, I'm sure somebody that was in Ron's training this morning will have a copy of it, so we can get that taken care of in the Skype chat room. All right, Trevor, I'll start your recording. And we'll get started with this whole process. Again, you know, I'm going to go slow. I'm going to field questions at the end. If you have a specific question and you're really not sure what I'm talking about, try to get my attention. I'll try to pay attention to the public chat, like I said, but I'm going to be engrossed in what I'm talking about because I'm really passionate about it, because I've seen a lot of people really just give up on their marketing efforts because they don't start with the process that's necessary. So, show of hands, how many people have actually done keyword research prior to starting a campaign for whatever program, information, or service that they've gotten involved in? Okay, well, that's only about 10 of you that answered, and there's 30 people in here. So, you know, I hope that, you know, you're not just coming in here and turning on the recording button and walking away, because it is an interactive process. I'm going to be showing you, you know, techniques and tricks and tips to, you know, to make it a little bit easier for you to get the information that you need. No problem, Jim Allen. I want you to introduce yourself. Eric and Bill already did, so Jim Allen. Oh, I guess Jim Allen doesn't want to introduce himself. Okay, so let's get this party started. Again, there's definitions of keywords. Like I said, out of the 10 people that responded, have you ever done keyword research? Oh. Who put that survey in the room? All right, thank you, Eric. That was very helpful. Now, there's 31 people in here. How many results have you gotten so far? Okay, well, okay, so it's 2-1. You know, so people have done keyword research. They've, all right, so now we're about a third of people that haven't done any. There is no default answer. It's either yes or no. Have you done keyword research? So the definition of keywords is a term or a phrase used by a searcher. That's anybody that comes to their computer, sits down at their computer, and types a query into a Google search, a Yahoo search, or MSN, or AOL, or whatever search engine they're using to find information on news and on products, on services that they're looking for. So they'll sit at the computer, they'll type a word or a phrase into their computer search bar, and that is what a keyword is known as. That's what we're looking to try to capitalize. How people think, what they actually sit down and type into the search bar, and that's what we're going after. So the process of keyword selection is scrutinizing different prospective keywords to select the right ones for your campaign. So let's just say we're going to be targeting, I know a lot of people in here are promoting the 12-second commute, which is admirable. You know, and I know there's a lot of people in here with a lot of other opportunities that they're involved in, but you have to do the keyword research to get to the information that people would be normally typing in on a search. Yes, when a poll comes on the screen, it's okay to click it, but don't click anything else on the left-hand side of the screen. So that being said, is everybody clear on what actual keywords are and what they're used for and what they're what we're trying to go after here? I know you're pretty sure, Jim. Keywords and meta tags are the same. They mean the same. So keywords, keyword phrases, meta tags are the exact same, have the exact same meaning. So why do keyword selection or keyword research? Because if you don't do the keyword research, like I said, there'll be nothing pointing to your site for people to be able to find it. So what search engines do is they scour the internet when somebody types in that search in the search bar, and they guide visitors to your site. So like I said, if you have your page optimized, whether you're an SEO expert or just somebody starting out, there's There's signposts out on the internet that point to your site. So if you find the right keyword, you're going to strike gold. If you make a mistake and you don't properly set up your page to have a keyword specific to whatever product information or service that you're offering, there's no way that the search engines, spiders or people will find it. So the reason that you do the keyword research is to find out what people are searching for, how many people are searching on a daily, monthly basis, and my second component to that is the competition. So you do the, you find the keywords, you do the keyword research, and then you do an then you analyze the keywords that you're going to be utilizing. So for this particular training, I've been to a number of SEO keyword training classes, and a lot of them use dog training or situations like that. I went in a different direction. I'm going to be using the keywords. I'm gonna try to break down an industry for boots. All right. Now everybody wears some type of boot or shoe or sandal or put something on their feet. So I don't know how many people go on the internet to purchase boots. But that's the keyword that I'm going to use as my seed keyword. And that's, you know, whatever product information or service that you're going to be offering, you got to think of one word. You got to think of one word that people would associate with your product information or service that, you know, you're promoting on the internet. So the two tools that I use are Google itself, which is Google.com. And if you can see it up there, does everybody see Google up there? Okay, and the other one this is what I use to find and determine the amount of traffic that is generated on a monthly basis for the keywords that I'm looking to try and target. Is everybody familiar with the Google Keywords AdWords tool? Okay. There's the URL. If everybody would take a moment, minimize this screen. First, copy and paste the AdWordsGoogle.com select keyword tool. Copy that URL, highlight it and copy it. Minimize this screen and open up another browser window and put that in the search bar and you'll come to this page. And you can follow along with the training. It'll be a lot simpler, but I have screenshots to show you exactly what I'm talking about. So if you want to just take a moment to copy and paste this URL into another browser, then you can follow exactly what I'm going to be doing when it comes to keyword research. Is there anybody? Okay, Carl's done. Copy the URLs, Steve C. Copy this URL that I just put in the public chat. I know some people's computers a little bit more temperamental than others. I won't use the word slower, but if you minimize the screen, click on, you know, whether you use an Internet Explorer or Firefox or whatever. Okay, is there anybody that wants to go there that's not there yet. Okay, so I'm gonna venture into the boot business. I have a good supplier of boots. I have a good source of a company that I'm in contact with that'll drop ship boots all over the country for me, or all over the world for that matter. So now I'm looking to try to promote boots on the internet. So the first thing I would do is right here in this keyword tool is on the left-hand side, there's a radial button that says descriptive words or phrases. I'll make sure that button is highlighted. There's an empty box right in the center of the page. I put my cursor in there, and I would type the word boots. You can minimize the screen and follow along and do exactly what I'm telling you what I would do. There's a checkbox into use synonyms. I would uncheck that box, and then I would type the capture code into the box below it, and I'll show you what it looks like to get it set up to do your search. All right. Now you can see boots is in. The descriptive word phrase button is highlighted. Boots is in the search query box. Use synonyms is unchecked. The capture words are typed into the search bar. And then I'm going to click on get keywords. Is everybody different? Is everybody there? I'm sorry, I'm reading the word different. All right, so now when I do this keyword search for the word boots, this is what I get. For a broad search for the word boots, I don't know if it's clear enough to you, but there's 83,100,000 searches a month locally, and there's 37,200,000 searches a month globally for the word boots. It's a pretty significant number, I would say. Well, I appreciate what you got a lot more of, Jim, but I'm starting with the seed word. I'm starting with the seed word boots, and then I'm going to show you how to add the additional words to make it. Local means where you are. Let's say you're in Australia, or you're in Canada, or you're in the United States. That is a local search. Global is worldwide searches. Now, I'm not so certain how come a local search has that many more searches than a global search, but that's just the information that Google has coming up. So, everybody with me? So we got our boot sales, we got our boot representative. We're looking to see how profitable a word like boots could possibly be. Now we know that there's quite a few searches for the word boots on the internet. So the next thing I would do is I would go to Google, and I would look at the competition. So now I have the Google screen up there. Everybody see it? All right, so I type the word boots into the Google search bar. And this is what you would get. Does everybody see a search done for boots in the Google search bar. All right, so this is, so now there's 183 million searches for it. What I focus on here is the results, because the results show you how many entries there are for the actual keyword boots. So now you got 97. All right, I lost Isaac. All right, I appreciate all the input about ankle boots and everything else. I'm just trying to focus in on keyword research to show people the techniques that I use. All right, so I'd go back to the fact of the matter is that there's 97 million entries for boots. So what do I want to do? I'll go back to my Google keyword research, and on the actual page, if I check this box over here to the right, instead of doing a broad search, I would do an exact search for boots. And they'll see that the numbers will change. So for just the somebody typing in the word boot, there's 6,120,000 searches instead of the 183 million, because that encompasses every variation of boot or boots that people have entries for on the internet. So now I've narrowed it down to say, all right, there's 6 million people searching for the word boots. So that makes it, it's still a significant number. There's still 20,000 people a day searching for the word boots. Now, like I said, you can do this with anything. You want to do it with chocolate chip ice cream. You want to do it with, you know, Major League Baseball pendants. Whatever keywords that you're looking for, I'm just using this as an example for you to get the idea of how to do this keyword research. Okay? So, the next thing, like I said, I would go back and I'd click on the exact button, relet Google Keywords tool, reconfigure the numbers, and now it tells me that there's 6 million local and 3.3 million global searches for the word boots on a regular basis, on a monthly basis. This is as late as December. So we're only in January 6th today, so they're pretty recent. All right? Now, the next thing that is everybody with me at this point?
Jim, there's a couple of people who cannot figure out how you got the exact. You need to show them how to change it over there. I don't think they scrolled over to the right far enough to see what you did.
Okay, that's one of the limitations of the page, because I can't type a Google, I can't do the keyword research and press, you know, get me keyword ideas. After you've done this the first time, a screen will show up that I just had up there, that gives you this drop-down box on the right-hand side, and it will say broad, local, exact. You want exact searches for the keyword that you're trying to focus on. Did I get you back? Right under match type, yes. William? Well, if you click on the drop-down box, you'll see that there's other options available to you, and Exact is one of them. So it takes a couple of seconds for it to reconfigure it. So just highlight Exact. It'll pop down, come up in the match type box, and then it'll reconfigure the numbers for you. Okay, so you're with us, William? All right, so now you got the numbers, the 6 million and the 3 million that we're talking about. Trevor, we'll get into those aspects of the keyword research. If there's other people in here that, you know, strictly want to market to their local markets or in specific languages, I'm going to be, you know, focusing on English, obviously, because that's what I speak, and I don't know what the other buttons do. If you want to do a training to what the regional searches are in the language, what did show up in different ones, then I'm strictly focusing on what it is that I'm trying to show these people how to do basic keyword research. If they want to explore how to do languages and regions, you know, that's for a different training. Okay, so is everybody with me? We've got the word boots. We know that it's a highly competitive search because if you look at these green boxes right down the middle, if you just rest your cursor on it, it'll tell you it's extremely competitive for pay-per-clicks, and that's not what you're interested in. That's what these green boxes right after the words are indicating, that they're extremely competitive words that people that have been working online for a long time will pay top dollar for them to get first page recognition for Google or Yahoo or MSN, but this is for Google. So what I would do next, I would find, you know, I would, let me see what my next screenshot is. I'd go back to the Google search for boots, and here it is. Here's the screenshot that I did for boots earlier. If you look at the top of the page in yellow, Boots at Zappos, that's the only one that's not the only one, but that's Zappos is paying to have that ad placed right on page one of Google for the word boots. If you look at these people on the right-hand side of the page, those are people that have also paid for pay-per-click, a little less expensive, but they're on page one of Google for the word boots. It says right under sponsored links, correct. All right. So these two sections, the top and the right, are people that have paid to get on there. If you look down to the left below Boots at Zappos, I have the red box around, obviously Boots at Zappos.com. I'm not sure why yours is not showing ads. No, it's not normal. But these people here, Zappos, Overstock, Australia, Official Side, Timberland, these people all have companies that are SEO, that do the SEO work for them to get them onto page one for free. And these are the people. This is the area that I'm going to target. So as you can see at the top of the page, results 1 through 10 of 97,300,000. Does everybody see that? This is page 1. Yes, just the word boots is my search. All right, so now we know that there's 6 million people doing a word, doing a search for boots per month, but there's 97 million entries, and those are the competition, and that's the people that we're going to have to try to compete against to get page one recognition for Google. Yes, sponsored links are known as PPC, correct. So every time anybody clicks on those links, at the top and on the right, people that paid for those advertisements to be there pay Google what they bid to have that ad posted there. So again, this is highly competitive. There's a lot of competition for just the keyword boots. So if you're starting out your boot business and your distribution company, you know, is trying to get off the ground, I don't know so much that I would target the word boots. So what would I do to try to combat that? Not combat it, but look for something that's a little bit more attainable. So I would go, I'd go back to my keyword research tool, and if you look down the list of searches, you see boots is at the top. This is for an exact search of boots on the keyword tool, and then you'll see snow boots with 450,000 searches a month. You see winter boots with 246,000 a month, and you also see cowboy boots with 246,000 a month. Okay? Those are significant searches. 450,000 is almost a half a million people looking for snow boots. A quarter of a million people are doing the search for winter boots. A quarter of a million people are doing the same search for cowboy boots. So, I would go, the next thing I would do, I would take the word snow boots, just, and I would do a Google search for snow boots. I'd go back to Google, I'd put snow boots in the search bar, and as you can see, at the top there, that 93 million entries dropped down to 19,600,000 entries. But there's still a half a million people looking for snow boots. Follow? A little bit more attainable. Okay, so the next, I had snow boots. What was the next one? Winter boots? Winter boots. Still, 19,700,000 entries. That's the competition. That's the competition that you have to compete against to get to page one of Google for the word winter boots. And the last one, I believe, was cowboy boots, correct? Well, look at that number of competition up there. 2,800,000 entries. A little bit more attainable, don't you think? Your competition for the word cowboy boots is only 2,800,000 entries. So, that's my basic premise to doing keyword research. Now, I go back and I say, okay, does my distributor have cowboy boots? And if so, what kind of cowboy boots does he have? And I do an exact search for cowboy boots. And as you can see, the 246,000 or a quarter of a million people are doing a search for cowboy boots on a monthly basis. A phrase with no hits, I would not target at all. Okay? So if you look at the top here in the box, I've searched for the word cowboy boots with a red check mark. An exact search of cowboy boots shows me that there's 246,000 people looking for cowboy boots. Now, if I do the same thing that I did for boots and scroll down, well, no, I would go to kids' cowboy boots. I got a little bit mixed up. I would scroll down, and it will show me that there's entries for kids' cowboy boots and boys' cowboy boots. So, 13. There's boys' cowboy boots. The first one was kids. I'm trying to get back to. All right. So I would do my keyword research for kids' cowboy boots, and it shows me that 14,800 people or 500 people a day are searching for kids' cowboy boots. It's a significant number. 500 people a day are going to Google and typing the words in there, kids' cowboy boots. The exact phrase, in the exact order, kids' cowboy boots. 500 people a day. And if you remembered, William, I'm trying to just give you examples here about how I would do it. You can put in whatever phrases that you would want to for your own keyword research. So, if you remember, kids' cowboy boots, there's 15,000 people a month or 500 people a day searching for it. If you look at the results, there's only 1,070,000 entries for kid cowboy boots. And if you look on page one, obviously there's the pay-per-clicks at the top and on the right, and right below that, kids' cowboy boots, children's wear, Cavenders, those are all organic or free searches, and that's the area that we're going to be targeting right in here on the left-hand side. So we started with boots, then we went to cowboy boots. Now we're at kids' cowboy boots and boys' cowboy boots. We know that the results show that 500 people a day are searching for boys' cowboy boots or kids' cowboy boots. And if you look at the level of competition for boys' cowboy boots, there's only 263,000 entries. So 500 people a day are looking for the word boys' cowboy boots. If you're a distributor of boys' cowboy boots, the likelihood is that you could get onto page one of Google and be able to sell to one of those 500 people. If you made one sale or two sales or five sales a week of kids' cowboy boots from your distributor, would you be in profit? So I wanted to go slow through this section. I just wanted to give you a general overview of using the two tools, and you have to use both of them. You can't just say, oh, well, this is a good keyword. It's searched 20,000 times a month and not look at your competition. All right, so you have to combine the two. You have to see how many searches there are a month and who your competition is. Is everybody with me? Does Jim, Eric, or Bill want to add anything at this point?
Not at this point. You're doing fine. About the only thing I could add is... already wrote in text chat, meta tags are for the spider bots, basically. They'll view that, and then they'll crawl your content. And I'm sure Jim will get into meta tags a little bit later on in this session.
Now, the only thing I'd just add there, obviously, you're searching different areas, you are going to get different results.
Yeah, I was going to just add to that. A bunch of people are saying that they're getting different results. If you're in Canada, you're going to get one set of results. If you're in the United States, you're going to get a different set of results. If you're in Australia, a different. England, no matter where you are, you're going to be all over the place and get different results. And that's why, William, I'm not sure where in the world you are, but that is why you're probably getting a different results than Jim is, because he's down under. And I'm in Canada, and Jim Allen is in the States. And Asia won't, yeah, that's right, Asia won't see the sponsor links. So it's just depends on what part of the world you're in is what you're gonna, the exact results you're going to see. But you can get the idea of what Jim's saying by looking at the numbers. But just remember that they'll be a little bit different depending on what part of the world you're in.
Okay. Thank you for that input, fellas. As far as what would be the best keyword for me to target at this particular point, obviously boys cowboy boots would be one of the ones that I would look to try to attain first page recognition for, because, you know, the fact of the matter is there's 500 people a day searching for it, and, you know, they will click on these sponsored links on the top. And I don't know how many people, you know, other than SEO people, that either notice the sponsored links to the right, but, and I obviously, I look towards the free organic searches, which are, you know, obviously Durango boots or Acme boots or RockyTopLeather.com are paying people to do their SEO work for them. So, what I'm showing you I would keep my group of keywords probably between 5 and 7. I would keep groups of keywords between 5 and 7. Anything more, you're spreading yourself too thin, in my opinion. I'm going to show you, like Jim was talking about earlier, what all this stuff means, you know, to anybody that hasn't done, you know, any keyword research or any other type of SEO work, what these people are doing to get onto page one, other than paying to do so, paying Google to do so, paying Yahoo, paying MSN to get there. There's a lot of ways to get there, but, you know, the other part of my training will show you that, you know, when you're targeting, you know, products, obviously you're competing against big business if you're promoting online marketing tools. And like I said, you can apply this technique to anything that you're promoting. If you're going to promote the 12-second commute, you got to think about what it actually is and what it offers. So instead of typing boots there, you would type marketing tools or internet marketing tools or internet marketing into the keyword finder to get the results, to see how many people are searching for that on a monthly basis, and then go back to Google and find out what the competition is. So if you're marketing a product, obviously you're going to be going against competition that of people that are in that business, and the internet is huge. I don't know if it would be a disadvantage or not, William. I guess it would be probably make it easier to see who's on page one. And, you know, and like I said, if you're not on page one, of 263,000 entries, if you're on page 2 through 10, the likelihood drops off a lot less. But if you're not in the top 5 positions, you start to lose the opportunity for people to click on your links. But if you're on page 10, nobody's going to find your information. So that's why SEO is so important for your business or your opportunity or your service, to figure out what it is, what you're trying to promote, and Jim, maybe you can explain that too, why it's not or why it is, but, you know, I'm trying to. So, again, just a little bit of a recap. As you can see, 14,800 people are looking for kids' cowboy boots. So, other keywords that I would possibly target here, cowboy boots for kids, another 4,400 searches. So, between the two of them, that's over 19,000 searches a month. Kids' cowboy boots is another 1,000 searches. So, just between those three sets of keywords, kids' cowboy boots for kids, and kids' cowboy boots, there's over 20,000 searches a month. And as you can see, with the competition for kids' cowboy boots, that's boys, there's 1,070,000 entries. So out of 20,000 people searching a month, you're competing against 1,000,000. I would definitely target those three sets of that keyword group, all three of those long-tail keywords, to get to page one if I was promoting kids' cowboy boots on the Internet, because you have the opportunity of 20,000 people per month looking for what you have to offer. Understand? All right, let's go a little bit. I wasn't sure if I was going to get to this part. All right. Exactly, Ken. You're looking for keywords that have a lot of traffic with low competition. Those are where, you know, I'm just using this boot as an example. I mean, you're not going to be targeting keywords that have 500,000 searches a month. You're not going to be targeting keywords that have 250,000 searches a month, unless you're in big business or have a huge opportunity to do so. You're going to be basically in what I try to focus on is the 600 to 1,500 searches a month. And if they do an exact keyword search for the phrase that you're promoting, 600 translates into 20 people a day to 1,500, which translates into almost 60 people a day or 55 people a day looking for the keywords that you're promoting. So if I go to the number one entry for looking for boys and girls cowboy boots, right below the picture here is a picture of the boots, and it gives the company names, Durango Kids, Acme Kids, Brown Cowboy Kids. But the first entry that says looking for boys and girls cowboy boots, does everybody see that? All right, so if you're targeting the keyword boys cowboy boots, obviously it's important to put boys cowboy boots in the title of your page, because that's what Google's going to index for the title. So if you look at all these entries below the pictures, boys cowboy boots, and the first one is in the title, and the second one, boys cowboy boots hyphen free shipping return, eBay boys cowboy boots, youth cowboy boots size of 7, boys cowboy boots. All those entries right there have the words boys cowboy boots in the title. Everybody see that? It's just a quick overview of where we're going after this. All right. Now, right below, this is what Jim was referring to. If you looking for boys and girls cowboy boots, there's some black writing right below there. Click here for fast same-day shipping on over 100 style kids cowboy boots. Boys cowboy boots and girls cowboy boots, $24.99. Does everybody see that? That is the meta description that this person or this company wrote when they submitted their web page as the meta description. And as you can see, the title has boys cowboy boots in it. The meta description has boys cowboy boots in it. Does everybody see that? So they're targeting boys cowboy boots. Okay, now the URL, which is www.rockytopleather.com, categories kids cowboy boots. Everybody see that? All right, so the title has boys cowboy boots. The meta description has boys cowboy boots. The URL has kids cowboy boots. All of them have some variation of what we just searched for in Google in the AdWord keyword. So now what happens is when we click on, I'm going to wrap it up here in a few minutes, and I know I went through this a little bit fast, but I just hope, you know, you got an overview about why this is important. So now you got 500 people a day searching a site that has a quarter of a million entries, and this person, this Rocky Top Leather, has the number one position or number two position after what Google deems as important, which is the image of the cowboy boots. So if I was doing a Google search for kids or boys cowboy boots, the likelihood of me clicking on looking for boys or girls cowboy boots is pretty much guaranteed, wouldn't you think? That's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm trying to find out information about. That's what I'm trying to find out if a company delivers or has my kid's size or has my girl's color or whatever. So when you click on that link, this is what shows up. Now, this is, okay, this is boys cowboy boots. This isn't kids, all right? This is, I got them a little bit mixed up in my, but just, this is just a basic over, this is the number one entry for boys cowboy boots. And as you can see, their webpage is laid out pretty well to get to number one position. If you look across the top, it has men, women, children's, cowboy boots is one of the categories, cowboy hats, all right? If you look down the side, cowboy children's boots, cowboy hats and caps, so you see the word cowboy in there. If you look at this brief description next to this cute little kid, we know your child's dream, and in there's the word cowboy, cowboy boots. But what I would do, just to find out, this is my competition, so I would find a white area on this screen and I would right click on it and I would view the page source, and there you see the title. So I would right click on the ad on the web page, scroll down, and you'll see View Source. Click on that, and this page will open up, and it'll tell you all the information you need to know about what this person's targeting on the internet. The title. This is important. Like I told you, Kids Cowboy Boots, Children's Western Western Wear, Cavendish Boot City. That's the title of that web page. The meta keywords that the person's trying to target. Children's Cowboy Boots, Child's Cowboy Boots, Kids Cowboy Boots. Those are the keywords. You can see there's not 40 of them. There's not 22 of them. There's 1, 2, 3. He's got 3 keyword phrases that he's targeting to get to the top of Google out of 200 and a quarter of a million entries, and he's going to do just fine. The meta description is that little black box right underneath the title tag on page 1. Cavendish carries an extensive collection of kids' cowboy boots. There's that word again. Kids' cowboy boots is in the meta description. All right? So your title, your keywords, and your description should all contain the words that you're trying to target. And I know I went through that quickly. This is a different part of the exercise, but I just wanted to show you the basics of keyword research. I started with the seed word boots. I went to cowboy boots, and then I went to kids or boys cowboy boots. All right? So that's how I do keyword research. And then whatever the competition, whatever the results show me, I go and find out what my competition is. And then to take it a step further, I spy on my competition, and I find out what keywords they're using and how they're on page 1, and I target the same ones. So, I'm going to end on that note and open it up for any questions.
Well, number one, Don, they don't pay as much attention to it as they used to, but it is key. Your site should be meta tagged. The robots from all of them use the meta tags, and then they go into your content.
Yeah, I was going to say, just to follow up, Jim, I agree with you. Don, you still want to use meta tags. Yes, Google does use your keywords to a certain extent, not as much as they used to, but a lot of the others very much use your meta name keywords, and don't forget, I mean, Google does do the biggest share, lion's share of search, but they're not the only beast in town, and you can make good money from the others. Yahoo being the Pacific one, it was just mentioned there, MSN, and there are thousands of others that are great for little niche markets. And so, yes, you still want to use meta name keywords on your page, or you're losing money.
And where's the harm? I mean, what does it take you to put those keywords in there, and whether Google pays attention to them or not, Don? I don't see the relevance of whether it's a part of your, you know, your W-3 schools format. So where's the harm in just putting those keywords in there? Somebody's going to pay attention to them.
Well, since we got a quiet time, my name is Jim Allen, and I want to say that Jim Roach did an excellent job. And as an introduction, I've been beating around on the internet since 1999. That's when I started, when I bought my first computer. Bought it for my son. And been here ever since, learning this stuff, making money online, and helping others. It's not as hard as you may think if you pay attention to these lessons that we give Monday through Thursday.
Yeah, you folks have it a lot easier than I did, or when Jim came online, because there was no such thing as 12-second commute or training courses or people like us who will try and help you out. We were all on our own and had to guess most of it and figure it out for ourselves. Yeah, I had a donkey doing the circles, getting the generator going to get the electricity. Yeah. Jim Roach, excellent job. And look forward to next week's.
Not people don't pay attention to SEO. It is a big thing. And it's good to get a basic knowledge of it, and that's what you're going to get here.
Well, the point is, and I want to thank you guys for the well wishes. But the point is that your competition or people that like Jim and Eric was saying, people just put stuff out on the internet with pretty much no idea what they're doing unless they're paying somebody else to do it. If you know just a little bit more than the next person, if you know just how to do these minor things. Because 90 to 95% of the people that have stuff on the internet don't do this stuff. So if there is a million entries for kids' cowboy boots, 950,000 of them haven't done this work. So if you do that, you only have to beat 50,000 people, and you only have to beat 50,490 or 49,999 to be number one. Okay? So this stuff, though, may sound difficult, but it's not. It's very easily done. It's very easily to attain this knowledge. And like Jim said, I had no idea that any of this stuff existed in the back pages, and you could find out all this information about your competition, who your competition is. And it's not gonna be simple, but it can be a lot easier than we're making it. So again, just follow the instructions, or if you have some knowledge or you have some information that you want to share with people and you've had some type of success, then this is where you come to share it. Or you can come into the Skype group and share that information also. But these trainings, right, once you know it, you don't have to, you'll never forget it. And it becomes second nature for you to do. So, again, I'd like to thank you all for coming. I hope I offered you some value tonight, and you'll keep coming back to this training. And like I said, SEO is it's an ongoing, evolving thing. And whether Google's looking at keyword meta names, that's really not my concern. My concern is that you do things the right way. You set up your pages the proper way, and you will start seeing targeted traffic coming to your opportunity or your business or your promotion, whatever you're promoting on the internet. So this is the start of something that you have to do. You can't just once I get to page one, I don't update them at all. I don't update them at all. If I'm gonna do it, I just keep adding content to it. I keep adding content to what it is that I'm what I'm promoting, and I use those keywords. Whether it's an article, whether it's once you get first page recognition, whether you're going to why would you tinker with it? Just leave it alone. Don't change anything in your title tag. Well, you keep testing and you keep, figuring out what it is you need to do to get to page one. And like I said, if you come in here often enough and you listen to the recordings that Trevor's going to put up, and you can stop them and you can pause them and you can, and like I said, I use boots as the C word. Cowboy boots as a two-word keyword combination, and kids, cowboy boots is a long-tail keyword. And I found a great set of keywords for anybody that's in the kids cowboy boots industry that can get to page one. If you have somebody or you know somebody that's a distributor or can, get access to it, You know, this is, to me, would be a great set of keywords to target if you have the opportunity to deliver on cowboy boots, or kids' cowboy boots, or boys' cowboy boots, or the boot industry in general. That's not my niche. That's not what I'm targeting. But you can do this keyword research with anything that you're doing on the internet.
And Jerome, yes, you want to submit your sites to search engines still, but make sure they're complete and done, and you've got your meta tags all done and everything else before. Do not submit pages or sites that are under construction or anything else. Make sure you've got everything done before you do it. Because a lot of the smaller ones will have a hard time, are not as big as Google. Google will find you. But a lot of the small ones will not have a hard time finding you with the billions of pages out there. So absolutely submit them.
Yeah, one other thing in that theme is if you submit a page to the search engines without having your meta tags, and then later on you go in and put the meta tags in, you've already been smacked, and it's going to be a hard battle to climb that ladder if you submit one without meta tags initially. Good job, Jim. Eric, I look forward to tomorrow night. Y'all stay warm. Ken. And take care.
Yeah, thank you, Jim. Hope I can do half as well as Jim Roche did, and I'll be happy. Isaiah, most of them are free, yes. I've never used any of the paid ones. I won't go that route because I find that most of them aren't worth it.
Yeah, a lot of the paid ones are going to submit your site to all the smaller engines and free-for-all pages and that kind of stuff and directories. And that's a good thing to get your site out there in all those places. But they're going to give you results that make them look good. That's my personal opinion.
And just to add to that, I would manually submit my URLs to all the search engines. I would not do it automatically by any other submission site. I would go to Yahoo, MSN, or Google, have accounts set up on all of them. All you need is an email address. And, you know, with Google, you don't even need that. Add your URL. They'll index it. They'll crawl it, and they'll index it after, like Jim said, if you don't have the proper information, they're not going to do anything with it.
William, article submission is great, but it's not necessarily better. You want to use a combination of everything. You just don't want to pick one like article submission and forget the other. Do it all. It works in concert. Exactly, Jim. It works in concert with each other. And so you want to do all of it. Because if you do that, the better off you'll be. Jim is right. Absolutely. Do it yourself. Don't use one of those services. Hand do it yourself. Yes, it does take time, but you'll have far better results. And a lot of them now are on these automated submissions are just junking the submissions. So, because they'll say right on their site they won't take automatic submissions. So, absolutely do it by hand. Yes, it does take time, but it's well worth it.
Yeah, and I hope as we get into this, you're going to learn about other tags that's going to help you get more traffic. These are just your basic tags, but there are follow tags and all kinds of good stuff. So if you've got a multi-page site, you want to have a follow tag on there. And if you've got a lot of links out of your site, going to pages that you don't own or that you can't edit, you don't want the follow tag on that particular page.
Yeah, and when we get in down the road, I don't know if Jim or Roche has got one, but I've got a really skookum meta tag little belt builder that's free, and I'll get the URL. I'll have to dig it out, but it's a skookum little one that is extremely easy to use. That anybody, even Daryl, could use it, not being able to spell it HTML. He'd still be able to build it in the meta tags with this one.
One other thing before we sign off here. I said we have a Skype chat group with 25-30 people in it already that offers, you know, answers questions. That's my ID. If you search for me, add me as a contact. If you're in the 12-second commute, I'll add you into the Skype chat room. It's called the 12-second commuters. You can contact, do a Google search or do a Skype search for anybody that's in here. If they're in the 12-second commuters, you, Jim Allen 3D is there. So, but the fact of the matter is that, you know, we got an hour a night to try to get as much information to you as possible. And I wanted to slow things down a little bit, but I kind of get ahead of myself because I get excited about things. But if you have any questions, you know, during the course of the week, and like I said, I try to budget my time properly. I don't, you know, necessarily respond right away to a question in Skype. If you have an emergency, you know, I'll be more than happy to make some time. But you know, the fact of the matter is that we're all trying to make some money on the internet. You know, and you know, just be persistent. Come to the trainings. If you have a question, you can put it in the Skype chat group. Somebody there can help you. Like I said, Trevor, the Skype chat is 24 hours a day. You know, it's on all the time. So go to Skype.com, set up your name, set up a screen name. And it's always open, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. So, you know, ask for a contact information and I'll go to the Skype group. You know, I, there's always somebody in there. There's always somebody willing to help. And you know, like I said, we're all trying to do something online. So don't be offended if somebody doesn't answer you, you know, within seconds. Just, you know, put your question out there, make an observation, or do whatever you need to do. Or just stop in and say hello. Ask how was your commute today? You know, and that's, well, time zones, it's always like they'll show that what your time zone is. Obviously, you're 15 hours ahead of us, but, you know, we're all different is exactly right. So if it's 9 o'clock here, it's 6 o'clock in Canada, or it's, you know, it's 1 o'clock or 12 o'clock in the afternoon in Australia. So it's all different. But, you know, there's always somebody on there. There's always somebody there to give you an information. And 12-second commute is a global opportunity. You know, it's a global information or marketing tools that you can, you know, distribute worldwide. Like I said, we have people from Australia, Singapore, Belgium, Canada, United States. So let's get this thing going in the right direction. Text chat, or you can call the group individually or collectively. You know, it's a very, very, very impressive tool. So, like I said, it's something that I wouldn't be without if I was working on the internet. You know, some people, you know, had some issues with it a while ago, but I think it's one of the best tools that you can possibly have while marketing online.
Oh, you mean like me? Well, another 7, 14, 15, 16 days I'll have my new computer, then we'll get Skype back on. How's that, Jim?
It'd be about time. Bye, George. I tell you what. But anyways, just so folks know, I know a lot of folks that are online, and most everybody that's been online for a long time have moved over to the Skype tool for the instant messenger. It's just more effective and is more friendly to business, in our opinion. I've gotten rid of all of my other messengers. I don't have a Yahoo Messenger, MSN Messenger, any of that. I use Skype exclusively, if that helps you. But that comes from experience.
Any other questions, comments, concerns, where we're going with all this? Like I said, I really appreciate all of you coming, and I hope you were able to, you know, just get a glimpse into where we're going with this training, and we're going to be continuing this, you know, forever.
Yes. Have a great one, Jim. It was a great night. 9:30 Eastern tomorrow night, and we'll start over. And have a great one, everybody. See you tomorrow night.